Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Salters moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Salters moves to third. Rosenthal moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Solter scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters, who is chasing the ball. Hemsley reaches third base with a triple. Smith scores. Weatherly goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quell for the out. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosenthal for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Trotsky moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Chapman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-0 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner throws to second for 1, and Mack throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Tresh moves to second. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Kennedy, and towards Webb, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weatherly moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 2 in the game. Quell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. There goes Soltis trying to get to third. Weatherly throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Soltis for the out. One out. It's 6-4, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Mack moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mac reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-4 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tresh bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosenthal scores. McNair moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Johnny Allen now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 4 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.